are finishing it up with our fourth part. This one is called Be Fully Convinced. The first three parts we've had just prior to this is the first one was Righteousness, His Gift. The second, Faith, My Contribution. And the third, Justification is the Result. So this one, Be Fully Convinced. And it comes from Romans 4, verse 18 to the end of the chapter. So let's read that. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. We're talking about Abraham. He should become the father of many nations as he had been told. So shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead. He was about 100 years old. Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, and she was way up in her 90s. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. Let me read that again, verse 21. Fully convinced, completely trusting, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. God makes a promise. I trust that he can do what he says. Verse 22, that is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also, you and I. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. So Abraham is an example to us of being fully convinced that what God says is true, absolutely, and unchanging forever. When he says it's true, it's true. As he gave glory to God and not himself, his faith and confidence grew. So we see in verse 23 and 24 that the same faith given to Abraham and counted or credited as righteousness is true for us as well. If you believe, if you know it to be true, that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, the same righteousness will be counted or credited to you. Without this truth, you have no hope for eternal life with him. Without him, your only future is eternal separation from him, which the Bible calls death. He was voluntarily delivered to crucifixion for you and raised back to life to prove to you that his sacrifice is sufficient for all your sin, past, present, and future. Without Christ, you are dead in your sin, but Christ is capable of bringing the dead to life. Faith acts as if something which hasn't yet happened is a certainty because it relies on a God who cannot lie. Faith acts as if something which hasn't yet happened is a certainty because it relies on a God who cannot lie. Trust him. Know that his forgiveness is true in your life and live like it. Be a demonstration of the truth of his love and the joy and hope it brings to all around you. Why? Because it's true. It's absolutely true. So, Father, your truth is not a maybe. It's not a hope in the sense that can't tell for sure whether it's going to happen. It's a secure hope. It will happen. It's based on your word that's absolutely true, that is absolutely true past, present, and future. Our hope relies on what you did for us on the cross, the gift of your son, and the realization in our own lives and hearts that we cannot be perfect before you. We can try, but we cannot be perfect. We can miss the target, and when we do, there's hope for us by confessing that sin, by turning from it, turning away from it, repenting is the word, and by trusting you and trusting the promise that you give to us of eternal life with you and for you to be used in your kingdom. What a great blessing that is. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.